U.S. and Iran have agreed to a temporary ceasefire. The truce proposed by mediator Pakistan came just ahead of a deadline Mr. Trump has set for Tehran to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
Washington says it will halt attacks and further bombardment on Iran for 2 weeks if Tehran agrees to reopen the critical waterway through which 20% of the world's crude passes through. Iran's top diplomat Abbas Araghchi says passage through the strait will be allowed for 2 weeks under its military management. But the country's Supreme Council warns its fingers are on the trigger if its enemies make the slightest mistake.
Well, Nick Harper is across the story for CNA, and he joins us from Washington, D.C. with the very latest. So, Nick, talks between the U.S. and Iran now set for Friday in Islamabad after both sides agreed to that two-week ceasefire. With the pause in the fighting, how likely are to see a breakthrough in ending the war?
Well, Julie, this is potentially the breakthrough moment, but I think there is still a lot of work to be done, and much will depend on what takes place during these 2 weeks. We had, of course, seen Donald Trump delay his own self-imposed deadline several times, and there had been some thinking that really he was looking for some sort of off-ramp to ensure that he didn't go ahead carrying out that threat to bomb Iran back to the Stone Ages, to wipe out its civilization. And Pakistan came forward with that potential way out, that proposal of a 2 week ceasefire while negotiations take place. And I think that 2 weeks will be crucial because many things will need to be ironed out. First and foremost, amongst all of that, is making sure that there are still no military attacks from any side. There are no airstrikes being carried out while those negotiations take place. And in many ways, Friday will be the first big test as well, trying to get the parties to Islamabad to begin some sort of meaningful negotiation. Iran is already suggesting that these talks could take place over the course of 15 days, which would take us beyond that 2 week ceasefire. A lot of work to be done, but certainly a breakthrough moment this evening.
Nick, the focus is now on Iran's 10-point proposal. Tell us more about it, and also why President Trump now views it as workable when he previously said, you know, it wasn't good enough.
Well, that's it, Arnold. A complete change of tune from the US president in the course of 24 hours. On Monday, he spoke about it. He said it was a significant step, but as you mentioned, not good enough. According, though, to his social media post, this is now a workable basis on which to negotiate. He also says that various points of past contention have been agreed, and this 2 week period will allow both sides to finalise and consummate many of the final details. But this 10-point proposal put forward by Iran seems to contain some details that the United States, in theory, would not agree to, that would reverse long-standing US foreign policy. We don't know all of the exact details. They haven't been published, but a couple of things have leaked out, including Iran asking for the complete removal of all US sanctions against Iran that have been put in place since the beginning of the George W. Bush administration 26 years ago. That would be a sizable shift. The removal also of US troops from within the region. And no suggestion from what has leaked out so far that Iran, in this 10-point plan, is getting ready to give up all of its enriched uranium or to cease any future enrichment. And previously, the United States had been calling for those things. So Donald Trump saying it's a workable basis, but I think many details still need to be worked out, and that'll be important during this 2 week period.
And Nick, the Strait of Hormuz opened to traffic for 2 weeks during this truce. What steps could we see to ensure it remains so?
Again, this is another area that I think still the devil is going to be in the detail, because the Iranians are saying that it will be providing safe passage. But it's also saying in its statement that that will only come with coordination with Iran's armed forces. So what does that look like? Will the Iranian army be somehow giving them safe passage, escorting them through the Strait of Hormuz? Iran also saying that there will be technical limitations placed on ships potentially passing through. So does that imply that they'll still be looking to impose that reported $2 million toll on every single ship that passes through. From the United States' perspective, they will likely want another country involved, a third party, ensuring on the actual sea itself that things are running smoothly. They won't want to leave this just to the Iranians. So we could see, potentially, another country having to come forward to ensure that safe passage. Again, details to be worked out. At this stage, though, the Iranians say that they are prepared to open it and give safe passage. We'll have to wait and see whether that's actually the case, though.
All right, Nick, we leave it there for now. Nick Harper reporting for CNA with the latest on the situation involving the ceasefire on the war in Iran.